Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phone Friday is ready to roll.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Go ahead, Aaron Tippin, and you tell it for us.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's the USA. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. 7 past the hour. Busy program for you today. John Hinderacher at the bottom of the hour from the Center of the American Experiment. We'll talk about a couple of things in legislative action, both in North Dakota and in Minnesota. We're also going to chat with the organizer of the 37th annual Late Night Energy Education Seminar. It's a 4-day seminar that gives elementary, middle, and high school teachers in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and Iowa an opportunity to take a first-hand look at the fifth largest industry in North Dakota, lignite mining and energy production, which I love because I ought to be back in every classroom. Then we wouldn't be generating more Greta Van Sutter, not Greta Van Sutter, Greta Thunberg, you know, that Greta. That's how you prevent against future Gretas, right there with the facts from the industry. So that's coming up here in a little bit.
Greta could be like a new name, like Karen.
Sure.
You know, Karen is like the cheerleader for wokeness.
Yeah.
If you call someone a Greta, they could be this, why aren't you driving a Tesla?
I like that.
Why aren't you driving your electric car?
Yeah.
Just stop talking, Greta. We're done with you.
How dare you?
I know.
Perfect idea.
Love it.
And Senator Kevin Cramer will be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Number of questions already coming in related to Balloon Gate and Joe Biden's tepid response to this situation. Here's my take on the balloon thing, by the way. So we know now they tried to shoot the balloon down in Montana, and then they decided just to let it go all across the USA, this first one. And people were literally screaming. I mean, as it went state to state, people said, there it is. Why don't they take it down? There it is. Why don't they take it down? And Biden looked really weak. I mean, it just looked like total weakness. And then they mess with the radar a little bit, and they start getting these other objects that they're not sure what they're at, and they're like firing $500,000 missiles like they're candy. You know why? Politics.
Exactly. Hey, we'll shoot anything down now. We got to look like we're tough.
And they can't find these now, so they're not even sure exactly what they were or what, you know, anything else. So
the Bottle Cap Balloon Club in Michigan or wherever is wondering where theirs went.
He spoke about this yesterday, and we'll deal with some of that with Senator Kevin Cramer today. So a lot of questions on that. Of course, Senator Cramer is a member of the Armed Services Committee, so he knows more than he can tell us from classified briefings. But I would like to find out what he makes of the president's excuse-making on it is what I'm looking forward to. And then also a few questions on Ukraine. We haven't had any for a while on that topic, but we do today. So we'll ask him a little bit about accountability for the dollars. Accountability for dollars expended by the United States of America. So I look forward to that as well. To call us on the program today, and by the way, if you want to call Senator Cramer, you can do that now and leave a message, and we'll have it. You can call us at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. You can text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590 to text us, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Kev, what would you say are the biggest threats to the United States of America as we know it? America today, what are the biggest threats we talk about day in and day out?
Wokeness.
All right.
I said that in my interview with the Good Life magazine, too. It's what's depleting our young people. It's what's putting people into a state of fear. None of it's real. None of it matters. Yet it's such a big deal and made such a big deal of. It's going to be look what's happening now.
So
because of those mindsets.
Let me ask you this. There's a morning consult poll out. Fox News did a story on this yesterday.
Yeah.
All about college graduates. Okay. And college graduates saying they're not ready for the workforce. Why are they not ready for the workforce? 53% said they really feel burnt out. I wouldn't want to go into workforce because I'm burnt out.
Well,
every week I'm burnt out.
That Mary's right next to woke. Mary's right next to everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm about to ask you here. There's more numbers here. 45% saying, going to work would take a toll on my mental health, so I'm not ready for the workforce. 43% suffer from anxiety. 42% plan to quit in the next 12 months. So, before they even start, I'm going to quit.
This is a generation that's never been tested. It's literally a generation of wussies, as for lack of a better word that I can't say. But truly, everybody participates, everybody plays, everybody gets a trophy. They do not know how to take the word no. You tell someone no, I won't be told no. I can be here if I want.
So these numbers would probably
away we go.
These numbers would probably be a cousin of wokeness.
Oh yeah, it's all part of the cake.
And I think that's the biggest threat to America. If your college graduates are that weak in that large a number, you're talking roughly 4 out of 10,
yeah.
5 out of 10 of the college graduates. China's not as big a threat as that. The border isn't as big a threat. The debt isn't. This is
generational. This is weakness. This is trouble.
How do you survive that?
That's exactly,
when
brother.
When you're cranking out.
And the rest of the world pays no attention to any of that. They're all about merit. They're all about winning. They're all about earning it and finishing first.
Not Ronald Reagan, another great president, though, Abraham Lincoln, in 1838. Talked to a group of young men, and he spoke about the perpetuation of our political institutions. He said, at what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. This is profound. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. That's what he's talking about. Bruce in Minot, let's get your take on this or what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, a quick comment about that Bloom story again. Maybe it has been mentioned, but I haven't heard anything. Why is it that we don't have any, clear pictures of all of these objects, or even that balloon that was shot over our coast, over South Carolina or North Carolina, where it was at. But all the pictures I have seen are blurry. You can't really make out what it is, only it is a balloon. Don't we have, 4K or 8K cameras? Don't we usually identify something before we shoot it down?
Well, they actually,
there are reports though that they flew next to it, so they did.
okay.
I don't think what we saw in the way of the photos, and there's one really good one out there. I forget what it is, but you can see very clearly the solar panel underneath that wasn't taken by the government. I don't think the government released any of their pictures. I guess is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, because we know you can take them. I mean, I can put a camera on my telescope and take pictures of divots on the moon.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me that we can't get know exactly what that was.
Yeah, I think we have pictures of it. We just weren't about to embarrass ourselves as a government any more than in releasing.
All right, there you go.
And where are our drones? Don't we have a drone base right at Grand Forks? Don't they have drones there? I mean, I don't know how high up these drones can go. And
they can't get that high. No,
drones.
They can't fly that high.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was one of the reasons they talked about us not being able to get it, that the drone wouldn't go that high, the aircraft in general wouldn't go as high as...
Well, you can, again, SR-71, SR-72, the high-altitude surveillance aircraft, they can get up there, no doubt, that's what they do. They take pictures of the Earth from that altitude.
But they're not loaded with a missile.
No, they're not loaded, they're not armed.
So they're not going to do any good.
So, you know, you've got to wait till it comes down, or you get to an F-18 or an F-22, F-35 ceiling, and fire from there. But, yeah, there's a lot of variables in it. Drones can't fly that, because they're mostly prop-driven, and the small jets just can't gather the air.
We will chat with Senator Kevin Cramer a little later on. We're going to ask some of these questions, though, about what you're bringing up, Bruce. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks. 16 past the hour. What do you think about this? Is this a threat to our future as a country? Agree or disagree? Call now.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Yeah.
at the University of Mary. It's not true that a university should merely equip students with skills required for their professional career. A university should prepare students for success in their career and in their life. The University of Mary offers a values-based education that's truly affordable and flexible to help you achieve your goals on your time. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. Refreshing, isn't it? Yes, you're going to get the skills for the workplace, but we also want to prepare the students at the University of Mary for success in their career and in their life. Love it. Guessing the UMary students are not in this poll number. Biggest threat to the United States of America, not the border, not our debt, not China and foreign adversaries. Texas says the biggest threat is Biden. Thank you for all you do from Starbuck, Minnesota. Thank you for that. 701-237-1590 to text us or call us at 855-200-1776 on the program today. I would even argue Biden does not present the threat to the United States of America that a poll of college graduates saying, hey, I'm burnt out. I can't actually go to work. I'm burnt out. If I go to work, it'll take a toll on my mental health. No, I can't do it. I have anxiety.
I saw a comedian doing a bit about the, you know, the new generation and ever never being tested and, you know, put them up against, you know, the greatest generation, the World War II, our grandparents, our parents have fought, you know. And you could just see, all of a sudden, you're in the middle of battle, the bullets are flying, you're fighting, and then so-and-so stands up and goes, I seriously don't want to do this today. I am not fighting, okay? Like, I have a headache. I am not in the mood to shoot anybody. I'm not doing it well enough, but it's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
That's, I mean, that's where we are. I know I'm a soldier, but I just don't feel like it today. I have a headache.
Texter says, is making fun of Native Americans at North Dakota high school basketball games wokeness?
Nice. Say that again. Is making fun of what?
Is making fun of Native Americans at North Dakota high school basketball games wokeness?
No, that's rude.
Nice generation.
That's racist. Or it's just being an a-hole.
Nice generation North Dakota's raising. You quote Fox News as your source. When in court, all the Fox All-Stars admit election was not stolen.
Oh, stop with that. Come on.
But say the opposite on air. But wokeness, I don't know what they're...
Whether it was stolen or not, we don't know. Was it fraudulent? 1,000%. Do your research. Look it up. Do the homework.
And
it's no joke, right, President?
I'm not joking. Think about it.
Yeah, not joking.
I've heard the reports about... I think kids in the stands... Making fun of athletes is rude, as Kevin said, is stupid, is dumb. I don't know that it's racist.
Well, it depends what the fun being made was. But again, it's just, hey, listen,
but
we live in a world where there's a lot of evil, a lot of mean, a lot of jerks, a lot of it.
I don't know enough of the details of the particular case to know, but I think we're too quick to call everything racist is what I'm getting at. You know, sometimes people can just be dumb and rude and foul, and it doesn't have to automatically be put in the racist category, you know.
The other side of it, you know, making fun of, if I'm doing stand-up back in the day and someone, you know, I got a heckler, it's game on with you and me if you're in my audience. I mean, it's game on. I mean, I'm gonna tear you apart, and you can't do that anymore because someone might be offended or put off or... Phalo was just talking about this when he had Diamond Dave Landau on. They were just, you can't, there's so much that comedians have had to adjust. Look at what happened to Dave Chappelle and all. It's feelings. It's like, you know, I can't deal with that. You're triggering me.
And I put it in that same bucket of, that's the real threat to America. Texter says this wokeness began way back when political correctness cropped up. Rush Limbaugh predicted the end to America as we know it.
He did. That's pretty much where I've got my basis in my opinion on it, is what, from what Rush said. When you take away meritocracy, when you take away a merit-based system, when all things are equal now and everybody gets a trophy, that's the beginning of the end, and we're there.
Another listener says, kids haven't changed, parenting has.
Truly. Truly.
Another listener, Biden's physician said he's in top health. I think somebody needs to do a thorough examination of Biden's physician.
Vigorous is the word they used.
I saw a quote yesterday somewhere from Obama's doctor who basically said, you know, they're just going to sugarcoat anything that needs to be said about Biden. I was surprised it came from Biden's physician. Said basically, you know, they're going to sugarcoat it. Trust me on this one thing.
Of course. Just don't even deal with that or nothing about China and just keep telling you how great everything is doing.
My economic plan is working.
Yeah.
It's reduced the deficit. It's fiscally responsible. We got more work to do, but we're making a lot of progress. Families across the country are starting to breathe again.
Uh-huh. You breathe it, Eddie? He's lighting up for you anytime soon in the Hannon household.
We need to get Stephen Moore back on the program from Americans for Prosperity, Committee for Prosperity, because Biden's actually adding to the debt, and nobody's covering it.
Oh, gas prices, inflation, wages. By the way, gas prices, since he took office, up. Inflation, up. Real wages, down. Money is not going as far as it went 2 years ago. Not even close. So all of that's just nonsense.
Another listener here says, Scott, I have a dumb question.
No such thing.
No such thing. We love all your questions here on What's on Your Mind, and you can call them in at 855-217-76, or you can text them in at 701-237-1590. Here's the dumb question, but it's not a dumb question. Self-identified dumb question. How do these college grads who don't want to work make a living, pay their bills, eat? I don't get it. 100% agree with you. How many of them work to pay for college? You know, just establish some sort of work ethic. Good question. I don't know. Mom and dad paying?
I think it's a number of things. Some of them, in some states, they just don't have to. They go into the homeless ranks, or they just live at the beach, or they do whatever. They do the minimum.
Goes back to another listener saying, kids haven't changed, parenting has. And we certainly can put some of this on parents.
Parenting, coaching, teaching, I mean, all of it. All of it has changed with the all about me and I get a trophy too deal.
It's where some of that wokeness creeps back in.
Let's go sit in the freeway. You can't do that. Oh, don't you tell me I can. I'm doing it because I'm me.
Our friend John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment on the big news out of the legislatures in North Dakota and Minnesota, next.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Taiwan's defense ministry says a Chinese weather balloon landed on one of its outlying islands. The ministry statement overnight said the balloon carried equipment registered to a state-owned electronics company in the northern city of Taiyuan. A publicity officer at the company identified in the report said it had provided electronics but had not built the balloon, and the gear was sold to the China Meteorological Administration. Nearly 2 weeks after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, Frustration is being reported on the part of the residents near the border of Pennsylvania. The EPA says it's monitoring the area, including inside hundreds of homes, and so far nothing has been found, while some residents are claiming not feeling well. Republican Governor Mike DeWine.
Indicate the testing is negative, it's clear.
A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Fry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawmen put an end to the running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, beefy noodle hot dish today on 45th and Fargo, Swedish meatballs in Glendon, Salisbury Steak, NP Avenue, walking tacos or pulled pork with mac and cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Harwood is barbecue pulled pork sandwiches, Valley City fish and fries or Salisbury Steak, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. 27 before the top of the hour. John Hinderrocker is here from the Center of the American Experiment. And we just had a call saying, make sure you ask John about Tim Walz's effort to round up every gas lawnmower. So is this going to be the signature achievement out of the Minnesota legislative session, John?
Scott, some of the things you are doing, you just don't believe. You know, so one of them is they want to ban all gas tools like lawnmowers and snowmobiles, leaf blowers, chainsaws. And if this goes through, all of your listeners who have a lawnmower, chainsaw, and leaf blower, they're going to have to, I don't know what, throw them away or sell them on eBay or something and go out and try to find the electric ones. I mean, it's unbelievable the things that they are doing. And of course, as you know, Scott, they also, the liberals also want to ban gas ranges in our houses. It's unbelievable stuff. You know, William Buckley many years ago said that a liberal is a guy who, when you're taking a shower, he wants to reach in and adjust the temperature for you. And, you know, that's what we're seeing. Liberals can't stand that we are free people who live our lives our own way, and they are trying to micromanage every aspect of our existence.
And at what point did gas, natural gas, clean-burning natural gas, become less efficient, if you're all green-minded, than an electric stove, because it's three or four times less efficient energy-wise to heat up an electric stove than it is a natural gas? So, hey, where's Greta?
No, that's right. And there's another element that these people are not taking into account. Well, there's a lot of things they're not taking into account, right? But natural gas is also intrinsically a very efficient energy source. If you burn natural gas, almost 100% of the energy actually gets used. If you use natural gas or whatever to produce electricity, and then you transmit the electricity a couple hundred miles, and then you use it to heat up a burner on a stove, you have lost a huge percentage of the energy that went into creating that electricity. This is stupid on so many levels. You know, it's just, it's unbelievable. And yet, they want to do it.
And evidently, there's not a handful of Democrats, even from some of the other areas around the state, that might have more political trouble that feel like they can defy this, because so far, it's a steamroller, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing you have to give the Democrats credit for, Scott, is party discipline. I don't know how they do it. But they don't have any dissent. They don't have any diversity. They don't have anyone raising his hand and asking a question. You know, there are no amendments. There are pro forma committee hearings, but they don't mean much since you can't amend the statute. And every single vote we're seeing is a strict party line vote. The Democrats have 34 votes in the Minnesota State Senate, and vote after vote after vote is 34-33. They keep their members in line, and you got to give them some credit for that.
They're not real fond of the free market, and one example of that is this paid family leave. Talk a little bit about what this proposal will do.
Here again, Scott, it's unbelievable. You're eligible for this proposal once you've had a job for 90 days, and you get 12 weeks off, only you can stack two of them and get 24 weeks off with up to 90% of your full pay if you have any of this long list of relatives is ailing, like a step grandmother or your wife's uncle or, you know, whatever. And then they've got a catch all. And also anybody who's not actually really related to you, but, you know, you want to have some time off. And so you get up to 24 weeks off, up to 90% of your full salary. And by law, when you're done with this leave, your employer has to take you back. And then you work a few more months and you can do it all over again. And a lot of companies that were AWOL last fall when it would have made a difference are now up in arms and saying, well, this is terrible. This is going to drive us all out of business. You're not going to be able to run a business in the state of Minnesota if this passes. Well, you know what? This is not a stealth piece of legislation. The Democrats ran on this and they won. And now they're doing it. And it is going to devastate small business in Minnesota. It's going to make it very, very difficult for many businesses to stay in business, to be able to compete.
They've got to know that, John. They're not that stupid. They've got to know the cause and effect here. So
I don't think they care.
That's my next point. They've got to know this, so they don't care. It's got to be on purpose to literally shuttle Minnesota small businesses.
They don't care. They don't like small businesses. You know, the Democrats are the party of the rich and the party of big business. If you're a small business person trying to make a living and compete effectively, they really just don't care. Here's another one. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They're now going to raise the license tab fees. And this is how Jesse Ventura got elected, you remember, years ago, running against these sky high license tab fees for your car. They are now going to assess your license fee on the basis of 160% of the value of your car. I mean, it's completely unfair. Can you imagine, Scott, if you got a letter from your county saying that for property tax purposes, we're now going to assess your house or tax your house at 160% of its market value? I mean, people would go crazy. But that's exactly what they're doing with cars. They tax you on the basis of 160% of your car's value. And by the way, Scott, our listeners should be listening. We cut a radio ad yesterday, and we're going to be playing it on your stations. And so our listeners should watch out for that. We've got an ad about this 160% license tab fee law.
Yeah, the sad thing is it feels like there's really not a lot you can tell people to do, right? I mean, this is just a steamroller.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we'll see about that, Scott. You know, we're getting thousands and thousands and thousands of Minnesotans to email their legislators saying, don't vote for this stuff. You know, the blackout bill the blackout bill, I forget the number, but we got many thousands of emails sent to Minnesota legislators. We're doing it again on some of these other bills. And if nothing else, Scott, we're setting the stage for accountability. When liberals do things like this, you can't just lie down and take it or they'll do it again. And so one thing we can do is make ourselves heard and let our legislators know that this is unpopular stuff that they're doing and that they're going to pay a price for it.
You know, you mentioned earlier businesses, obviously, back to the family paid leave bill, are up in arms over this, but we're AWOL in November. You know, is the silver lining here awakening, some business folks and others to realize they need to pay a little better attention to these elections in Minnesota?
I hope so, Scott. I mean, in general, the attitude of the business community in Minnesota, not all of it, obviously, but way too much of it, has been one of appeasement. You know, appease the Democrats, contribute to their campaigns, try to keep them happy. And it's like the old adage about the crocodile, let's hope they eat us last. Well, you know, hopefully with what we're seeing in this session, a lot of business people are realizing that that is not the right strategy.
I want to ask you about a piece of legislation being debated in the North Dakota legislature. Reading from the Bismarck Tribune, Jeremy Turley's story here says, North Dakota lawmakers have advanced a pair of bills that would financially favor the state's influential oil industry. Supporters of tax breaks and grant programs for oil companies say propping up the industry enriches the state and keeps North Dakota's Bakken formation competitive with other oil fields, which, by the way, is very important right now. New Mexico has better weather and is fast, closing. Well, they're not closing in on Texas, but they're number two to Texas, and North Dakota's fallen to number three. Opponents contend ceding would-be state revenue to the energy sector inhibits public projects that benefit ordinary North Dakotans. The House of Representatives, 72-21, approving this bill on Thursday, I believe. That happened yesterday. What do you make of this?
Well, I'd have to see the details of the bill, Scott. I don't know exactly what it says, but I would say this. People talk about subsidies to the oil and gas industry. I mean, subsidies, my eye. These industries pay enormous amounts in taxes, And so if the state treats them unfairly and just treats them as a cash cow, which has been known to happen, you know, that's not right. And so a lot of the time what people talk about is, oh, it's a break. For the oil and gas industries, it's not really a break. It's just treating them more fairly compared with everybody else. And there's no doubt about the fact that these industries are vital to North Dakota's economy. And so, they should be treated fairly by the state legislature.
What I get a kick out of is the opponents to this, which, by the way, are very loud, but very small. You know, it's a loud minority is what I would call it. And obvious from the vote that took place in the House, but every dollar that these companies have added back to their bottom line because of this tax reform go into drilling, which benefit the state of North Dakota. You know, I mean,
it's more taxes.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
They'll drill more oil, they'll pay more taxes. So, you know, you've got to treat these industries fairly. You can't just treat them like, you know, cash cows that are there to be milked, you know, by the government.
No, and that's what I think people fail to realize that, this is the, you call it a cash cow, I call it the golden goose. I mean, it's the golden goose of North Dakota's economy, is in a competitive battle, with New Mexico, Texas, and other places in a place that's fair or unfair, hard to do business. I mean, it's very cold here. That's expensive.
Yeah, that's right. Scott, your metaphor is better than mine. You know, you never want to try to take all the eggs at once. You know, you want the goose to keep laying eggs. And I think smart governments can figure that out.
Exactly. All right, John, nice chatting with you as always. And let us know how we can help on, I just feel for Minnesotans and what's happening over there, because it's the Democrats are saying, hey, we got the numbers and we don't care. We're going to ram all this stuff through. I hope there's some political cost to that at some point, and it'd be nice to have a win there. So I like your chances. Let us know how we can help.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott.
John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment on What's on Your Mind. Take the teachers to school. Tell them about energy. so they can teach their students. What a unique concept. We'll tell you about that next on What's On Your Mind. Senator Kramer coming up, too. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Red Bull, 3 60-ounce cans are only $8 at a PetroServe USA near you. A 24-ounce can of Arizona tea, just 79 cents. Big 28-pack of Nestle water, $4.99. Try out some Butcher meat sticks for $4.79 or Hammond's chocolate bars. Buy one, get one free. How about a green laser pointer for just $19.99? Tie-dye hoodies, buy one, get one free. Or T-shirts, $4.99 each or three for $10.99 at a PetroServe USA near you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Have you made the switch yet? Maybe this weekend. Time to get it done. It's so easy. Gosh, they make it easy. They really do. FedEx, you know, SIM card, slip it in your phone. Transition is so easy. They have an all U.S.-based customer service team. They're very easy to deal with. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And they're going to give you the coverage that all the big networks do as well. Same coverage. Broad, nationwide coverage. Plans to fit any budget. They're just the best to deal with. They share your values, support organizations that we love, fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, our veteran and the first responder heroes. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Rita Mattern is here. She is the Director of Education and Membership for the Late Night Energy Council to tell us about something they do that is just amazing. 4-day seminar for elementary, middle, and high school teachers in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and Iowa. They get a first-hand look at North Dakota's energy industry. 37th year this year. Rita, how are you doing? Rita, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I can. How are you?
I'm great. I was going to say happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday. We're excited about that for sure. You're carrying on a great tradition here, 37 years in. Talk a little bit about what most excites you about this program.
You know, I think what's really great about this is just the opportunity to show people the real truth about the lignite coal industry in North Dakota. You know, you can think a lot of things about coal, but once you get there and see it firsthand and see how responsible of an industry it is, how important of an industry it is, they can take that, what they've learned and seen firsthand, and use that to counteract some of the, you know, misinformation that they've heard elsewhere, and really go forward with knowing how crucial this industry is to our state.
You know, you have teachers from North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Iowa, and Minnesota, and I'm thinking the information for those Minnesota teachers might help counter some of the things these students are hearing on their radios and watching on their TVs and reading in their newspapers, right?
Absolutely. You know, in the past couple of years, we haven't had as many from out of state, just with people either unwilling to travel during COVID or not being able to get support to come do that. So we're really focusing this year on trying to make sure that those Minnesota teachers especially know about this seminar and have the opportunity to come to it. What's really great for them, too, is through our sponsorship, they don't have to pay for the graduate credits they can get. If they're coming from out of state, we provide, you know, housing for them at Bismarck State College that they don't have to pay for. So it's really an affordable way for them to get some credits, get some education, and hopefully take that back to their state with a better understanding of what keeps the lights on.
What kind of feedback do you get from them in the way of, you know, how they use this with their students, what they take back into the classroom?
They get so many things that they can take back, either just a better understanding of the industry as a whole, but also practical things that they can put into place. We have them do some hands-on activities that they can easily turn into classroom lessons on their own. You know, in North Dakota, the North Dakota Studies curriculum that a lot of the fourth and eighth graders do has a section where they can talk about energy. And so they can take some of the things that they learned during this seminar and replicate those activities in the classroom to give their students that hands-on experience as well.
And, yeah, so they're getting some materials that they can bring back as well.
Absolutely. This is not a sit-down and listen seminar where you just watch videos and hear people talk at you the whole time. It's very interactive, very hands-on. There's tours, there's activities, there's, you know, discussion opportunities as well, too. And then one thing that teachers who are looking to get credit out of this can do is actually come up with their own lesson plan and turn it in so that they're leaving with practical things that they can take back to the classroom.
This is the thing we want to most get across here today is that these opportunities are coming up for the next teacher seminar, and there's an online application. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. So the seminar itself is June 12th to 15th, which we know that summers can get busy for people. So we hope that by getting it on their calendar early on, they can plan around it and be able to take advantage of this great opportunity. It's easy to apply online. Lignite.com will have a link to it. That application should be opening next week. They can apply to attend the seminar, and then we'll help take care of getting those professional development credits as well for a teacher to, you know, work on maintaining their licensure that they need. So it is a limited number of people that we take every year. We're able to open it up a little bit more this year than it has been in the past couple of years, but historically this does fill. So it is something that teachers want to, you know, check out the website and you know, reach out or make a contact about it if it's something that they're interested in. It's only February, but June's going to come quick.
Latenight.com/teachers is the place where...
Teachers-seminar, yep.
Okay, teachers-seminar. And that is, that's, again, we're sitting here in February thinking June's forever from now. It's not. So get a opportunity to any teachers you know, let them know about this and get on the calendar for June 12th to 15th next year. All right, Rita, good job as always, and thanks for giving us a little overview on the Late Night Education Seminar.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Get registered, teachers. Take that in. Bring that back into the classroom. That is good stuff. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall when we continue. Questions or comments, welcome at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Next,
from field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years, using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.